A lot of people may not know what to do with their time once they retire, but in Door County, retirees can discover or rediscover the joys of music with the Peninsula New Horizons Band Program.
Paula Eggert joins us now. She's director of the Peninsula New Horizons Band Program. Paula, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on this program. I just really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, sure. Well, tell us about the New Horizons Band. What is it?
Well, the New Horizons Band is part of a national organization that was first started through the Eastman School of Music by Roy Ernst, and it really is geared towards those baby boomers that might be, you know, somewhere ready to retire, might have retired, and are looking for something to do with in their time. And it's part of a organization now that's in five countries and over 9,000 members worldwide that are over the age of 50.
And what is it about this time of life that makes it a great time for people to explore music, even if they hadn't in the past?
Well, I think one of the things that current brain research is finding that it's really important to keep yourself active in all different phases. So rather than just always being physically active, it's very important to be mentally active and even socially active. And that's one of the things that New Horizons music can do. The idea of learning to read music, learning to read something or do perform on an instrument you've never played before really helps keep your brain actively engaged.
I was going to ask. I had assumed at first this is people picking the instrument back up. Maybe they haven't played since high school or something. In some cases, though, it sounds like there are people who are first-timers.
Yes, I would say our organization really is almost split between the two. There are some that perhaps it's been 30, 40, 50, maybe even 60 years since they've played a band instrument, and others that have always wanted to but have never learned to read music and never had the opportunity. So we sort of really deal with students from both avenues.
So I know sometimes people who approach you go, well, I've never played before, so how do I know what instrument to play? What do you tell them?
Well, actually, one of the things that we try to do is give them an opportunity to try them out. One of the things, just holding an instrument, maybe they can or can't hold this one or play this one. They get a chance to experience. We kind of call it like an instrument rodeo, and they get to actually play them, try them, and see what appeals to them.
We're talking to Paula Eggert. She's with the Peninsula New Horizons Band Program. It's geared at retirees. Get together, play in a band, either picking that old instrument up or learning an instrument for the first time. And Paula, does the band gig? Are performances the goal here?
Yes, we do. Music is a performance art, and that is probably one of those questions that have come to our students. They get these really big eyes, and they say, do we have to play in public? And so what we try to do is make it as less stress as possible. And we have stood in the aisles at local grocery stores and played Christmas carols. Or we have gone to senior centers and nursing homes at Christmas time. One of the fun things that we do is we actually sit on a pontoon boat and get pulled down the parade route in Bailey's Harbor on the 4th of July. So, you know, I mean, yes, we do play, but it's not, you know, it's not as intense as people might think.
What about people who like the idea of being in a band, who like the idea of making music, but, you know, some people get told their whole life that they're no good at it. Maybe they've been told they've got a tin ear. What do you tell people like that?
I would say that there's a place for everybody in the band. And maybe, you know, you might not be as talented. I mean, we all can't, you know, draw like a Picasso or a Rembrandt, but we can still pick up a crayon or something and have fun with it. And music's the same way. I mean, you kind of set your eyes on, well, what would be sufficient? I mean, we have some other people that might play better than me, but I'm still having fun. And I think that's what it really needs to be, is it's all geared towards having some fun and just enjoying the journey that way.
You mentioned briefly earlier the social angle. How important is it to be not just picking up an instrument and playing, you know, because you could do that in your own home, but actually out there in a band, putting something together, a performance with a big crew.
Right. It just is a lot different than playing an instrument on your own. There's a lot of things that you learn to listen while you're playing and organize. And also, there's just something just so special about creating music with friends and with people that you know. It's just, there isn't any other way around it.
What do people tell you about how they feel once they've joined the New Horizons Band Program? Do they feel better? Do they like it?
I really would hope that they like it. I mean, that's, you know, what we're trying to do. And I remember a couple of times people have just come up to me after we've had some performance or have had a chance to play, and they say, I have always wanted to do something like this, and we are just so happy to finally have this opportunity. And that's worth everything that we go through, is to be able to hear something like that.
You mentioned this is an international program. Do you know if there are other ones around Wisconsin?
Yes, there are. One of the original groups actually is in the Madison area. There's also a New Horizons group in Appleton, Saukville, and Waukesha, and then now we have a chapter here in Door County. And actually, the Madison group will run a band camp. That's another part of the whole New Horizons concept, is that they run band camps all over the country, so you can go to band camp in California or New York or all over, depending on which organization is sponsoring it.
And I hear you just started a new session. What are your hopes for this new crop of musicians?
Well, we are hoping that just to help a few more people discover their new passion, which is now going to be music. So I think people should come try it. Sometimes you have to be a little brave and kind of get out of that, you know, I can't learn something new. I never learned how to read music. Or like you say, some people have told you you've got a tin ear, so obviously I can't do that. But it's just a wonderful opportunity to try a new skill, make some new friends, and find something new that might be a new joy in your life.
Maybe an obvious question, but do you play yourself, Paula? And if so, what do you play?
My main instrument actually is piano and French horn. That's what I went to school for. And I worked for years in the school systems here as the band aide. I was the aide in the band department. So I have a lot. And I'm also the community band director, so I've been involved with music here in the community since I moved here.
So. Excellent. So you've walked the walk. Paula, thank you so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
That was Paula Egger, director of the Peninsula New Horizons Band Program.
Sounds like fun. I don't know if I'd want to do sleepaway band camp again, though. I did it in high school. Maybe that's enough for me.
You're never too old.
Maybe not.